Okay, so you want to make your website like totally irresistible to search engines, right?
That's what we're diving into today, all about those technical SEO audits.
It sounds kind of scary, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's super technical, but it's really not that bad.
More like spring cleaning.
Yeah, like for your website, we're not talking dusting and vacuuming, though.
So what are we talking about then?
Optimizing, it's about how your site performs, how visible it is, like to Google and all that.
I thought SEO was all about like cramming in keywords everywhere.
Keywords matter, sure, but that's only one piece of the whole thing.
This technical SEO audit is more about the fire.
Infrastructure.
Right. Okay, so like the foundation.
Exactly. You need a solid base if you want anything built on top to last, let alone rank well.
So what makes up this metaphorical foundation then?
Crawlability and indexability. That's got to be strong.
Meaning.
Can search engines even find your pages? And once they find them, can they read them?
So it's like your site needs to be easy to navigate, even for robots.
Spot on. Imagine your website's like a city.
Okay.
You want clear street signs, right? A good address system so Google doesn't get lost.
Makes sense. But how do we like check for that stuff? Are there tools?
Absolutely. Your robots.txt file, for example.
Oh, tech jargon already.
No worries. It's simpler than it sounds. Think of it like a bouncer, maybe.
Okay.
It tells search engines where they can and can't go on your site,
Yeah.
keeps things organized.
Like a VIP area?
Exactly. You want Google to see the best stuff first. Then there's your sitemap.
I've heard of those, but never really understood.
It's a roadmap for your website. Google loves a good map, makes it easy to find all your pages.
So we're making it easy for Google to
Crawl your site, yeah, index it properly too.
make sense. Now, besides that whole map thing, what about the content itself? How's that organized?
Site structure matters. Huge GE, like think of a library.
Lots of books.
Right, but if they're just piled up randomly, nightmare. You need that Dewey Decimal System.
Looks finding stuff way easier.
Exactly. A clear hierarchy, logical navigation makes your site user-friendly and Google-friendly.
So happy users, happy Google.
Yeah.
Speaking of users, what about mobile phones?
Mobile friendliness. That's crucial these days. Google's all about mobile first now. It
Meaning?
means they look at your mobile site first when ranking you, so it better be good.
Gotta look good on those little screens.
Gotta load fast too. We use responsive design so your site adjusts to any screen size.
Oh yeah, those sites that don't adjust are painful. Takes forever to read anything.
And that brings us to another biggie, page speed. Nobody likes a slow website.
Including Google, I bet.
You bet. Slow loading times equal frustrated users, high bounce rates, meaning they leave quickly.
And Google sees that.
Oh, yeah, it's like a bad review. Hurts your ranking. So, page speed, optimize,
Makes sense.
optimize,
Speed is king these days. Okay, any other big things we should know about?
optimize. We've talked about crawlability, indexability, structure, mobile speed.
Oh, security, right. That's super important for any website.
Non-negotiable? Gotta have that HTTPS. It's like the standard now, you
For
know?
encryption and all that.
Exactly. Keeps everyone's data safe. Like a security guard for your site, builds trust with users.
Right. So we've covered a lot, but let's make it real for folks listening.
Sure.
Why should someone care about all this technical stuff? What's in it for them?
So many benefits. First off, visibility.
As in, more people will see my website.
Bingo! A well-optimized site ranks higher in search results. More organic traffic, we call it.
That means people are finding you naturally.
Without you paying for ads, yeah. Could lead to more customers, clients.
Ah, now we're talking. More traffic is good, but more business is even better.
And it's not just about attracting people, it's about keeping them happy too.
User experience, right.
Yep. If your site's easy to use, loads fast, feels safe, people stick around longer.
They explore more, maybe buy something to.
Precisely. And all that good stuff signals to Google that you're legit, you know?
Makes you look more trustworthy.
Exactly. Builds authority. Like, Google sees you as an expert on whatever your site's about.
So who needs this audit then? Big companies, small businesses, everyone.
It's beneficial for everyone, honestly, but especially if you've never had one done before.
Or if things are already kind of broken, maybe.
For sure. Or if you're planning a whole redesign, start with a clean slate.
Okay, so whether you're a newbie or a seasoned pro, this audit thing's worth looking into.
It's not about becoming a tech genius overnight. It's about understanding the basics.
Like, you don't need to be a mechanic to know your car needs an oil change, right?
Perfect analogy. This audit's like a tune-up for your website. Keeps it running smooth.
And maybe, just maybe, this deep dive got some people curious to learn more.
If so, awesome. We've got some great resources linked in the episode notes. Definitely check them out.
They'll point you in the right direction.
And remember, even if you're not super techie, understanding this stuff is empowering.
You can talk to developers and SEOs and actually know what's going on.
Exactly. You're in control. Yeah. And a website's never really done, you know?
It's like a garden. Needs constant tending.
There you go. Keep learning, keep optimizing, and you'll see those results.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
We'll catch it all next time.
See ya.